What is your next step?
I want to have a look around Morrowtown.
Keep me informed.
Harris, do you have any civilian clothing?
Sure.
Dress down. I need you to take me into Morrowtown.
The townspeople may have grown accustomed to Marines, but the sight of freemen sent them running. People hurried out of our way as we walked through the streets. When we got to the gambling house, we found it locked tight.
Do you think anyone is in there?
I don't know.
Good enough for me.
He drew an oversized particle beam pistol from his belt.
We could have knocked.
Freeman did not answer as he disappeared into the smoke. Klein had struck me as somewhat timid the first time I saw him. On this occasion, he went from timid to terrified.
May I help you?
Freeman walked over to Klein and placed the photograph of Crowley on the bar.
We're looking for this man.
He came in a month ago. That was the only time I ever saw him.
What do you remember about him?
He played a few hands and left. That's all I know.
Well, maybe this will jog your memory.
I think he came here looking for soldiers. He asked me if any of the Marines from the base were coming and offered me $100 just to let him join the game.
Anything else?
That's everything.
Never shifting his gaze from Klein's face, Freeman placed his pistol on the bar. Then he reached into a pocket below his chest plate. After fishing around for a moment, he removed a small silver tube.
Your name is Klein, is that right?
Yes.
Do you know how to kill ants, Mr. Klein?
By stepping on them?
Yes. You can kill one ant that way, but I mean a whole hill of ants.
No.
You poison one ant with something slow and highly toxic. You kill it too fast, say by stepping on it or using a fast poison. All you have is a dead ant. But if you use the right poison, something that works real slow, that ant will infect his entire colony.
Is that poison?
No, sir. Just a little super glue. Now you keep that hand right there. Right like that, Mr. Klein.
Freeman pulled the eyedropper out of the tube and squeezed, forcing several drops of clear white liquid to ooze onto Klein's trembling palm.
See? That didn't hurt. A little glue won't hurt you. Now this could hurt you.
Freeman pulled a grenade from his pocket.
What are you doing?
Freeman closed Klein's fingers around the grenade and held them shut. When he released Klein's fingers, he wiggled the grenade to make sure the glue held fast. Then he pulled the pin from the grenade.
You ever seen one of these? This is a grenade. A high-yield grenade will take out a full city block. This here is a low-yield grenade. Small ones like this aren't nearly so bad. Might only destroy a couple of buildings.
I see.
I made this one just for situations like this. This grenade senses body heat. As long as there are no temperature fluctuations, you'll be perfectly safe. You might want to use the other hand when you grab ice out of that freezer over there. Freezing air would set it off for sure. Don't pry the grenade from your palm. A change in temperature like that'll set it off too. You wouldn't want to hit it with a hammer or drill into it either.
I see.
See that hole where I took the pin? If anything goes in that hole except this exact pin, that grenade will explode. Don't stick anything in that hole. You understand?
Yes.
You might lose some skin when I pry the grenade out of your hand.
When?
Think you can remember all that?
When will you take it?
The grenade is set to explode in 48 hours. If I don't see you before then, I guess you can keep it.
Oh, but how will I find you? Why are you doing this?
We'll call this an incentive, Mr. Klein. I think you know more information than you are telling me.
How will I find you?
I'll be at the Marine base, Mr. Klein. You come down and visit me if you remember something, but don't wait too long. Don't show up in 47 hours and 59 minutes because I won't want to talk to you.
With that, Freeman packed up his picture of Crowley and his gigantic pistol. He screwed the cover back on the tube and started for the door. I followed.